Well, I can remember riding with him on the route. It'd be Keesburg and New Boston and Seton, Viola, Matherville. And if somebody, a regular customer, wanted to had dry cleaning, they'd put a sign in the door, and they'd just leave the clothes there, and Dad would go in and get them, and then a couple days later, we'd take them back. Well, I can remember in the 1960s, we did all the uniforms for Roosevelt Military School, and that was quite a business. And when they closed, my dad started carpet cleaning, and we did that for about 30 years. And I can remember helping him with all of that. And it's been fun. I've enjoyed it. But I'm at the age close to retirement, and it's just time. As of today is our last day of dry cleaning. We're going to be open another 2 months for people to pick up their items. And also, we'll still be providing a laundry service through those 2 months. A lot of younger people don't have dry cleaning done now. It really, 2008 is when we really noticed it after that. And it's just been slowly declining. And we still have some regular customers, but not like it used to be. Yeah, in the early 70s, polyester came along, wash and wear. The business dropped way off, and that's when my dad started up the carpet cleaning business, which we ran for over 30 years.